Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. Welcome if you're just joining us. Happy sunny Tuesday afternoon. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Michael Gableman has his law license suspended, revoked, loses it for 3 years because he lied to the court, has lied in court filings, violated the open records laws, lost his temper in court, refused to sit for depositions that he was required to sit for, basically sexually harassed opposing counsel, made lewd statements about a judge, had complete and total conflicts of interest when he was doing this sham taxpayer fraud, $2.3 million boondoggle. I can't even call it an investigation. The guy didn't know how to investigate. Is 3 years enough of a penalty? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Want to go to Kathy from Whitefish Bay. She's a new caller. Thanks for calling in, Kathy. What do you think? Is 3 years enough?
3 years. Well, they could give him five, but I think the other thing is they should tag on that he cannot have any connection to the Republican Party for X amount of years.
Fascinating approach, Kathy. Here's the trick with that. I don't know that they can do that because it starts to get into your right under the First Amendment to assemble, free speech, and those kinds of things. If they can't do that kind of thing, they could, for example, bar him from serving in public office in a position of trust. They could do that. Would that be enough, Kathy, in your opinion?
Well, to me, nothing will be enough unless you attach it to Voss. Voss was his supervisor.
Yes.
Voss interviewed him. Voss knew what his resume was like. Most taxpayers want to know, when is Voss going to write a check back to the taxpayers? And what is Voss going to do? You know, people should just keep saying, you hired him, you supervised him, you did not supervise him well enough to keep any of the records, to go to the courts, or any of that. And I don't think we've made a big enough deal about the poor selection Mr. Voss did.
Kathy, here. I'll just take a little break here. You can take over the show. Hell yes, from Kathy's lips to every voter's ears in the state of Wisconsin, Robin Voss, where's our $2.3 million? You knew who the hell you were hiring when you did it. This man was a known know-nothing, a known bully, a known man with anger management problems, a known hyper-partisan. There was no even good faith fig leaf indicia of reasonability here. Oh, and all of a sudden when Gableman supported the guy that was running against Robin Voss, then Robin Voss decides it's time to fire him and come out against Mike Gableman. Let's not forget what Robin Voss had to say after Mr. Gableman said he'd be supporting Mr. Voss's opponent. Let's take cut nine.
Mike Gableman is an embarrassment to the state. So I am going to take some time to talk with my caucus next week. We actually have a caucus on Tuesday. I'm going to talk about it with all the members and see what the next step should be. But I am not going to let my joy for tonight be focused on a person like Mike Gableman who isn't worth the time to talk about.
Should have known that before you hired him and taxpayers got fleeced to the tune of $2.3 million, Robin. What the heck? And of course, this, even more recently, November 24th, 2024, here's what Voss had to say about Gableman just a few months back.
Move in this case.
Well, I hope they disbar Michael Gableman so he's never allowed to practice law in Wisconsin again. I tried to find the person that I thought was best qualified. If you can't trust a former Supreme Court justice to follow the law and do the right thing, I don't really know how much different we could have done. Mike Gableman went off the rails.
That is such a load of crock. If he would have simply asked conservative lawyers, hey, is Mike Gableman capable of doing this privately, they would have all said, hell no, the guy's a dolt. Don't hire him. Voss knew all this. I am with Kathy from Whitefish Bay. When is Robin cutting all of us a check for $2.3 million? Ben from West Bend, you're up next, my friend.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I agree with Kathy 100%. I mean, Voss should be even
just, you know, removed from office.
Yes.
And this stuff. I mean, he constantly does this. He constantly get away with it. And this is what's, I think, getting voters so frustrated. You know, they break the law constantly and nothing happens to them. I think Gableman should be disbarred and never have practiced law ever again.
Amen, Ben. I couldn't agree with you more. My take is this. Nobody's hiring Mike Gableman right now, right? He's disgraced. But like in 10 years, when he's got his license back and people's memories are short and they might not want to do any research, could this start guy who's going to be just as rotten then as he was when he was doing this sham, could someone stumble into hiring this non-compos mentis, this guy who's an embarrassment to our state, not by my accounting, by Robin Voss's accounting? And he could make money again in a profession that he disgraced in service of tearing down our democracy. What an absolute sham. A former Supreme Court justice of this state, the OLR, the Office of Lawyer Regulation, can't find their way to figure out, like, this is the guy that should be held to the absolute highest standard imaginable under attorney ethics rules. And he needs to go. Jack from Merrimack, thanks for your patience, friend. What do you think? Is 3 years enough?
Not even close. Gableman, if I recall correctly, even admitted that he would find no evidence of election fraud when he was hired or before he actually started his so-called investigation. If that isn't the very definition of being a fraud, I don't know what is. You know, you admit that you're taking money to find something that won't be there, and you know it won't be there. He should be sued for every bit of that $2.3 million, and you know, made to pay it back.
Got to leave it there, Jack. I agree. This doesn't go far enough. How are the voters and the taxpayers of this state going to be made whole? I'd like to ask Robin Voss that question. I think voters should as well. We're going to take a breath. We're going to come back with Dan Schaefer. He's our political editor here at Civic Media. We're going to talk about what Trump's tanking of the economy, the tax on the middle class that he's putting forward. What does that mean for Wisconsin politics? We discuss next. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.